Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, Sister Leola, I'm not coming out. Okay, thanks.
Good evening, my dear beloved brothers and sisters on Advent Health Thursday. This is Sister Powell. Right, let us mop a word of prayer. Welcome again. Most righteous and eternal Father, again we come before you to give you thanks and praise. Thank you for keeping us. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your guide. And also as we come to fellowship with you, pour your sweet Holy Spirit upon each and every one of us, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Welcome, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. God is so good. He allows us here to meet, to sit at the welcome table of our Father and to give him praise. And our scripture reading this evening will be taken from Genesis 1, 29 to 30 and 3 John 1 to 4. And I'm asking two readers who would like to read. Can you identify yourself that I can call you out? Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining us. Let us read our wonderful scripture that God has given unto us in Genesis 1, 29. Who would like to read? Can you press 1 and you can start reading. Yes, my dear beloved, I would like you to state that I can know that you are hearing me. Okay. Praise the Lord.
And
thank you, my dear beloved.
Start to read.
Genesis 1, 29 and 30.
And God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed. You, it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I have given every green herb for meat. And it was so." Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you, my dear sister Tanzanelli, for reading a scripture. And our other scripture will be taken from 3 John 5, 2 to 5, your line is open. Two to five, 337, your line is open. Can you reach her, John? 225-337, your line is open.
Oh, yes, Sister Powell, I'm getting to my scripture. Eyes is, yes, I'm getting to my scripture by God's grace. Third John. Okay, all right. The elders unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoice greatly when thy brethren came and testify of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walketh in the truth. Amen.
Oh, you say God wants us to walk in the truth, you know, and he also wants us to prosper. Thank you, Sister Leola, for that reading. And I will just read. Okay. Sorry. I will just read Revelation 22, 1 to 2. Cover our scripture, our three favorite scripture that we have been studying to look at these wonderful promises that God have given unto us. And to Revelation 22, 1 to 2, read. And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding out of the throne of God and out of the Lamb, in the midst of the street of it. And on either side of the river was there the tree of life, which bare 12 manner of fruits and yielded her fruit every month. And the leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nation. My dear beloved, these are what the Lord had promised us, right? And we have to believe, right? He is not a liar to us. Whatsoever he said, he will do. And I just want to give God thanks and praise for the blessings that all these promises. And now we can look and say, sit down and relax and say, Lord, our Lord loves us so much. From he had created us in this wonderful world without sinning, right? No sin. We saw what the devil do. And because of that, everything is corrupted. But we just want to give God thanks that he promised us one day, soon and very soon, that we will all experience the tree of life once more. And it will bear 12 manner fruits. And Sister Cancinelli, Sister Leola, Brother John, Sister Brenda, Sister Stephanie, Sister Nicole, and all, Sister Tamika, Brother Eli, and all of us, if we are faithful, we will experience that tree of life, and we will be sitting around that table, that great table where all our brothers and sisters for all the nation, kindred, tongues, and people will gather around that table. And we will have that experience to look upon our Jesus, our Creator, our Savior, our Redeemer once more. What a day that will be. So my dear beloved and Advent elders, let us all strive. Let us all work. Let us all put our trust on our mind and our heart, you know, to him and keep our eyes fixed upon our Savior, because only our Savior, he will help us to get that victorious life that we will live with him forever and ever on this earth, where it will be the new Jerusalem when everything purge out, sin purge out. And we will be with him. What a joy that will be, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. So let us strive for that, right? Despite of what is happening around us, let us strive for that. You know, and we are here now, my dear beloved, for us to bring in his sheaves, bring in his people by sharing the gospel message and the truth that God said he wish above all things that we settle in the truth, that those people will come to rejoice and to give God thanks. So I'm going to sing, as we are sowing the seed, right? We see his altar form there. And we have to sow the good seed out there so that we will get the fruit from the that good seed, not the bad seed, because we know that the bad seed, what it will produce. So I'm just going to sing this little song for opening song. And then as we know that he have given us eight health law, eight benefits, eight doctors that make house call, and it is nutrition, exercise, water, sunshine, air, temperance, rest, and trust in God. And if we follow that guidance, my dear beloved, we will be on the right road. So let us pray that God will pour out his blessing upon us. Hear the little song, listen to the verse, because we are all going out there to sow the seeds and to bring in the sheep to our shields to our Lord and Savior. Everyone, as we are going out on the missionary journey, next week we are asking for prayer for Advent Light in Louisiana so that God will pour his Holy Spirit upon us, the individual, the people there, and those who will be traveling, that we will be there to represent Christ and Christ alone. So we're asking for prayer for that time. So we will sing this song. Sowing in the morning, sowing seeds of kindness, sowing in the noontime and the dreary heat, waiting for the harvest and the time of reaping, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheep, bringing in the sheep, bringing in the sheep. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheep, bringing in the sheep, bringing in the sheep. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheep, sowing in the sunshine, sowing in the shadow, fearing neither clouds nor winter chilly breeze. By and by the harvest and the labor's ended, we shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheep, bringing in the sheep, bringing in the sheep. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheep. Going forth with reaping, sowing for the master, though the lesser thin out, spirit often grieve. When our reap is over, we will be just welcome. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheep, bringing in the sheep, bringing in the sheep. We shall come rejoicing, bringing in the sheep. Yes, my dear beloved on Advent Thursday, we all will be rejoicing when we can bring in one soul to the Lord. Right? What a joy, rejoicing our heart, joyful moment when we can go out to sow those seeds. And when the harvest time comes and we can bring them to the Lord and we can share our experience, you know, how God has bought us, what he has done in our life so that we will was being obedient to go and share the word. So I just want to thank everyone tonight. And this is the time, you know, we want to thank Sister Carla, you know, and pray for dear sister. She is out in California, and I know she's doing the work. Lord, we know that. And she always put out some wonderful quote, you know, and on our board here. And I would like to tell how much we appreciate her wonderful reminder to us. And so it's so read, so I would like to just read it. And then, my dear beloved, the line is open. You want to share, you can share some of the things that you have used to boost your immune system and your testimony, short, where we are here, you know, our testimony and, you know, pure religion and undefiled before the Father is this, to visit the fatherless and widows their affliction and to keep himself unspotted from the world. Good deeds are the fruit that Christ requires us to bear. Here, my dear beloved, good deeds are the fruit that Christ requires us to bear. And the good deeds are kind words, deeds of of tender regard to the poor, my tongue tie, to the poor and the needy. And I am telling you, and also the afflicted one. I know God, I tell you that good deeds is good. You know what? I'm going to stop right there. So when art sympathizes with art burdened with discouragement and grief, when we have dispenses to the needy, and when the naked are clothed, the stranger made welcome to sit in your parlor and a place in your heart. Angels are coming very near, and an answering strain is responded to in heaven. Every act of justice, mercy, and benevolence makes melody in heaven. The Father from his throne behold those who do these acts of mercy and number them with his most precious treasure. As they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in that day when I make up my jewel, every merciful act to the needy, the suffering is regarded as though as through Christ as done to Jesus. When you succeed the poor, when you help the poor, sympathize with the afflicted and oppressed, and befriend the orphan, you bring yourself into a closer relationship with Jesus. My dear beloved, those sweet, encouraging promises. So we have to do good deeds. And I will just share my good deed, the good deed. My dear beloved, God is so good. God is so great. And I just want to say thank you to my brothers and my sister, them who show me good deed. I will just call a name. I have my dear sister, beloved sister, Sister Cancinelli. And let me tell you something and I just shared this morning because it brings joy in my heart. Sister Cancinelli had to walk quite distant to reach here. She didn't have a car, drive a car, and she did not take a bus. But you know what? God had given her the strength with her little trolley, and she was able to come. What good deed. Not just come, you know, I wasn't expecting her. I said, oh, she called, I'm on my way. And when I look, her with her little trolley, bring good deeds, right? Good things, you know, and a blessing. So I just want to tell my dear beloved brothers and sisters, thank you, my dear beloved, again, everyone on here. And let us always remember that the Lord said we must do good deeds to the needy, to the poor, to your friends, you know. If it's even, it must not be even a gift, but just appearance and to see how much they love us. So I just want to thank Sister Cancinelli calling your name, Lord, you know, and thank you very much. And may the Lord continue to bless you and bless all what you have been doing, especially on this line and what you have been doing with those precious children, because you are really a mother for these children and also a teacher for these children. So we just want to thank you again publicly on the Advent Life. And also Sister Leola, you know, for always calling, checking Mama. And I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. Now is the time for my dear beloved to speak. You are a lot of promises, Sister Powell. So now is the time for you to give thanks and praise. I hope in 518-482, your line is open. 518-482, your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Carmen, for opening my line. Oh, yes. I want to give God praise and thanks to see another person. Our health talks today. Thank you so much, dear sister. I think about something that worries a lot of people. People always call and ask, what can I do to remove a wart? And there are so many things you can do, you can use. For instance, you can go out, and you know, if you have a fig, if you have the fig tree, if you have the fig, you break the branch and just squeeze out that white mucus, that material that comes out from the fig, and rub it on the wall, and keep doing it every day, actually, until it dries up. And then one day after you wash it, you will be able to wash it off. It will be able to disappear like that. It is a wonderful thing, you know, to do that. Then you can do it. And you can also, I don't know how many of us know the milkweed. And the milkweed could do the same thing. You get the milkweed and squeeze it on the wart, and in 2 to 3 weeks, it will drop off. Just like that. And we can use another thing that we use every day in our kitchen. That's the onion. Put the onion in a little vinegar, right? Put it in a bowl. This makes a wonderful treatment with warts, dealing with warts. You need to let the onion set in the apple side of vinegar at least 5 or 6 hours. And then you take it out and you simply apply that over the wart and wrap it. I think that is very simple, and anybody could do that. So vinegar is a good treatment too. It is good to know that. Vinegar is not good for you, except in certain cases. I would not recommend any of us taking vinegar, even though vinegar is very high in certain elements. And one of the most dangerous things about vinegar is that it destroys the function of our platelets and make us more prone to bleed. So some people like to use a lot of vinegar. They like to use these vegetables soaked in vinegar. That is one thing that we should not use, vinegar. It's dangerous, and it makes us more prone to bleed. It also, and the platelets stimulate the clotting factor. So if you know what the platelet does, you wouldn't want to destroy them. Yeah. So we should take these simple little remedies and just keep them in your brain, keep them at hand. So when we have these things, we can use them. And another thing it is good for, that vinegar is good for, is for using for dealing with arthritis and other things. I would not recommend any of us for using a lot of vinegar, because vinegar also destroys your bones. It dries out your bones. So this is my little thing for us today and for this Health Thursday. Quite simple. So I'll give a chance to others to do their part. Thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my mind.
Yes, well, something I want you to clear. I didn't clear understand, get it right. What about the vinegar? The last part, the vinegar, apple cider vinegar. As you said, some onion and vinegar set in what? Apple cider what? Didn't get that.
Oh. Put the apple cider vinegar in a bowl and make a wonderful little treatment dealing with warts. That is for warts. You need to let the onion set in the apple cider vinegar at least for 5 or 6 hours. And then you take it out and you simply apply that over the wart and wrap it. That is the recipe. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Thank you, my dear
yes.
Sister Cantinelli. Finish?
Yes, yes.
Okay, all right. Yes, my dear beloved. You know, we learn a lot here, and I do hope that our sister and brother here on this line, when we hear these things, you know, and we just don't only sit and listen and hear, but, you know, we are go and use and try and show others what these little simple remedy can do. And what it is, I think I heard she said it, not to use, right, otherwise. Yes, my dear beloved, thank you again for sharing. 225-337, your line is open.
Amen. It's Sister Leola, and I'm calling from Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And I want to thank Sister Consonelli for bringing that that little health tip for warts. And I just want to share another thing for vinegar. Vinegar is good to rinse the hair, Sister Consonelli, to rinse your hair and to help is dandruff or psoriasis and stuff like that. Yeah, it's good for that also. But like she said, it's not good for the inside the system because it does do something to the blood. And so we just want to thank God for that information. And we wonder, we ain't got to wonder why Christ refused to taste that vinegar. So now I just want to share my health tip. I want to share my green beans. I want to share with green beans. It says the vegetable helps fight inflammation and is good a good source of folate. It's good for your iron, okay? It helps build iron. And as Sister, as we were talking about platelets, it's all works together. It helps build those platelets because when your platelets are low, if your platelets go below, I think, under 150, you begin to be a free bleeder. So you have to have your platelets up above 150. So therefore, your platelets would be clotted. It would be a coagulate. It would clot better. But if your platelets your platelets are low, you're gonna bleed. You can hemorrhage if you get a little cut because your blood is like water, and that blood has to be a little thicker. So by God's grace, eating greens, it helps build that blood. So let me finish reading. It says a good source of folate, and folate is a building iron. And then also I learned if you don't have enough iron in your blood, you don't get enough blood to your brain. It's not for that. It's not helping you. And it can actually make a person as retarded because if your blood is so low, it makes your mind, you can forget things. Your mind, your brain don't work as well. So your iron plays an important part of our brain. So we have to have our iron at a rate should be anywhere between a 12. But if you're 11, you still low. But if you're 12 and a little over 12, you can go up to about 14, 15. But stay within 12 to 13 would be good. So, yes, and that's if you're eating your good greens. So let me just finish reading this right quick, Sister Powell. And it say, and also potassium. But people with heart problems have to watch their potassium. And it say, which help regulate blood pressure. Green beans also are a good source of protein and fiber, which help lower cholesterol. So we just know that God has created everything we need for this body. Who is God? Who is God that he knew when he created this body that we was going to need everything to support this system? And now we know that the pharmaceutical make the artificial pills and say we ought to take this. But we know God said all these herbs and these vegetables is for the healing of the nation. Praise God. So I'm cooking me some green beans this weekend for my Sabbath. Amen. God bless.
Amen.
Thank you, sisters and brothers.
Amen. Thank you, Sister Cantinelli and Sister Leola, for bringing these wonderful tips to us. And we just do hope that as we hear these things, and we have been studying God's word from, you know, a long time, from Genesis straight to Revelation, and we saw what God has done for us. Are we prepared to just pause a while and just to focus upon his goodness? He had created us in his image and likeness. And before even creation and creating us as his brother, as his children, son and daughter, he had made a provision. He had provided the basic things that we would need for our body building, for health, and to give us strength, and physically, socially, and mentally. So we are so grateful to know that our Father from creation think about us, and he knew all the things that benefit the things that he has given unto us, as we have read a while ago, the herb, the leaves for meat, and also for the healing of the nation. He knew that, and he gave it to us. And now sometimes we go out various places. A lot of people is telling we are, well, what you do, they don't see you have this and have this in your meal. Why you don't? Oh, you have to get some protein. And protein, you have to get it from things that the Lord said no. Or he gave us for a short period of time, so that we could eat it because of that situation at that time. But he did not prepare our plan for us to continue, because we saw what is happening in this world. I sat down this morning, my dear beloved, I just share because my prayer is nobody yet for me to open. And I sat down there and I just look upon the creation, nature. And when I look and see, you know, I saw what God has done for me. Each one of us will experience that and saw the goodness of God. And when we say look at it, boy, I'm telling you, God loves us so much. So we have the responsibility to love him back and to love our brothers and sisters. Yes, my dear beloved, welcome on Advent Life. And I'm just going to open this line. I will get you chatting until my sister join us. 240, your line is open.
Howdy do, beloved. It is a blessing to be here with you all today on this Health Advent Light Health Thursday. I am excited. The plane has landed. God has brought me through. He has covered me under his wings. He has taken awesome care of me. He has given me peace, comfort, strength, healing, all that good stuff. Peace that passeth no understanding. Amen and amen. Today was my final day in the building. I cleaned up. I powerized my room. I was signed out, checked out. The enemy tried a whole lot of stuff. Previously, I was a fourth grade science IB teacher. He brought me down to second grade, all that good stuff. But I know God is going, he's going to make it all joy. Amen. He said all things work together. That's my favorite scripture, one of my favorite scriptures. And I know that all things work together for good for them who love the Lord, called to do his purpose, Romans 8:28. Amen and amen. So I know that this is going to be a blessing in disguise. I haven't taught second grade in over 13 years. But I know that God is going to bring back everything that he has instilled in me, because what? I'm doing his bidding and his work. Amen. So they were trying to send their handler. I was like, what do you prefer? Whatever God wants to do, I'm going to walk in God's will. Whatever he wants to allow to happen, it is going to happen. And I went in there with joy. I was playing my Christian music. God is an awesome God, faithful. How great thou art. Faithful God. I mean, just the whole thing. People were coming in my room. What is that you playing? Amen. So we're going to give God praises and honor no matter what the situation is. When the enemy try to send the dart our way, we're going to put on the whole armor of God, and we're going to walk in his victory. We're going to walk in his character to let the enemy know that he is a defeated foe. Amen. And so I am joyful. I'm happy. I want to encourage somebody. Whatever you're going through, trust and believe. God has already won the battle. So leave it to him, and he will give you everything that you need, your peace, your happiness, your financial blessing. He will bind up the devil and the demons in the name of Jesus so that you can walk upright in his character and his light can shine through you. So thank you, Sister Powell, for opening up my line today. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. You know, we have to give God thanks for his blessing. What a praise report, right? God has carried you through despite all that the enemy was doing. He allow you, give you the health, give you the strength. I remember many, many days ago or many months ago, you were actually complaining for your foot, what is happening, your foot, your back, you know, and the things that was happening there. And you know what? Because of faith, believe, and trust. You know, faith, believe, and trust that your Father is going to carry you through. And I just want to give thanks to God that he allow you to come on this line to share the goodness all the time of what God has done. God is really a God that if we believe and trust, he is able to deal with us. He will be able to show us the way, and he wants us to know that whenever we are, whatever we are going through, you know, he is there to help and he is there to guide. So I just want to thank you that God had carried you through. And my dear beloved on this line, Advent Light Prayer Line, I just want Health Reform Night. I just want to let everyone know there are times we come on a little late, and there are times, my dear beloved, we just have a few people on the line. And when we have a few people on the line and they share, my dear beloved, and after they share, there is no other one, then the moderator, the host will either read or give some number. So when I'm appealing and asking, my dear beloved, on this line, remember, you know, that we just have a period of time on these lines. And we are asking you, as we used to start at 7 o'clock till 9 o'clock. And before that time, sometimes when we are not finished or complete, the Black Talk come on and cut us off. So we are asking and encouraging our sisters and brother to come on the line early where we can share and let everyone share, you know, because we want everyone to participate, but be mindful, you know, that others is there. So we just trust God that we work together, you know, to build our character for Christ and also to build a line. And I just want to say thank everybody for helping this line. And this line have been growing, my dear beloved, growing. And it's growing because of us and the faithfulness of each one of us. I love to give people their flowers for them to smell the flowers before anything. So we on Advent Light, you know, are saying we appreciate everyone, and thank you all for keeping the line by coming on and by sharing the goodness of God through testimony and by praying for us. I am asking this evening, my dear beloved, in prayer, you know, as we go home, my heart grieves to see and to hear what is going on. And I would like to spend a little time in each body, have a little prayer. We have to pray sincerely for our church family, our church leadership. We have to pray for those men, evil men, who are destroying our children, especially young children. Pray continually a prayer for Jamaica with the killing and
adopted children. Let us go in a little prayer, my dear, before we start the message, you know, tonight, so that we can pray sincerely, asking the Lord to step in, you know, a few words, a few encouraging words to the Lord with a contrived heart, a humble spirit this evening. Our young people, you know, they will be the leaders of tomorrow, so that we will show them a good example that they will continue to go up to lead. So I am going to open the line briefly. I'm asking everyone briefly on the line that we can do and then share, that others can come in and share, that and share our prayer, because we're going to go into a season of prayer before 8 o'clock, right? We're going in a season of prayer for 8 o'clock and come back on our right timing. Okay? 8 5 7 5 5, your line is open.
Before you open that line, so what I'm hearing you saying, there are a lot of individuals that are on the line. So if when you come on with your praise report and your prayer request and your prayer, to make sure that it is within that 2 to 3 minutes or 2 minutes block. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yes, 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 yes.
Okay, all right. Yes, because we want to hear from the beloved. We want to hear your testimony. We want to hear your praise report. We want to hear your prayer request. But with the time frame and so many of the individuals that are on the line, you beloved participant, that we want to hear from you. So make sure that you're, even from me, as one of the co-hosts, make sure that your sharing is within that 2 to 3 minutes, okay? Thank you so much, Sister Paul, for opening up my line.
Amen, amen, amen. 518-650, your line is open.
Good evening. Thank you for opening my line. My name is Paulette Barnaby. I'm calling from Albany in New York. And she supposedly said the time is limited, so I am going to pray.
Yeah, man, because praying for what those requests, the children, you know, leadership, you know, what is happening now with. Thank you, my dear.
Yes. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your high and holy name. Lord, we come before you this evening, nothing in our hands we bring, but simple to you we come, because we are unworthy and holy and done. Nothing good, God, and we want you to make us into what you want us to be and not what we want to be, because there is no good in us. Only sin, shame, and disgrace. So God, as we come this evening with our arms wide open, look on us, O God. Do not pass us by. If there's anything in us that is unlike you, Lord, rebuke, remove it, and destroy it. Forgive us of our sins, O God. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, so that our prayer can come up to you as sweet incense, and your blessing come down and bless your people. O God, you see how Satan wants to have your people to sift them as wheat. But God, you are God, and you know everything. I put every child into your hand all over the world in diverse places. Heavenly Father, so many things are going on. Only you know, God. So, Father, take the whole entire universe in charge. Rebuke, remove, and destroy Satan from around your people. Oh, God, we who are praying, help us to pray clean prayer, sincere prayer. Prayer that you answer, God, so that whatever we pray for, you will let it be done. Father, be in Jamaica. With all, not the children alone, the island Jamaica, that's my island, oh God, where I've come from, my country Jamaica. So many things are going on, Father. step in, take over, have your way, lead the way, guide the way, protect the way, and let everything be done according to your will. Father, not Jamaica alone, all over the world in diverse places, God. So many things are going on. Father, hear my cry this evening, God. Do not pass me by. Do not pass us by. Savior, loving Savior, hear our humble cry. While and others we are calling, oh God, we are calling to you, we are calling to you, do not pass us by. Consecrate your people with power from on high. Help us not to take things for granted, oh God, but to look to you, Jesus, to call upon you, to have faith in you, because with you all things are possible. Lord, each day you woke us up in our rightful mind and you carry, especially me, God, me. And you carry me to work and you bring me back. Lord, if I don't praise you, I would be nothing good. So, Father, just touch me, oh God. Just sanctify me, just cleanse me, just purge me, just anoint me. Rebuke, remove, and destroy everything from me that is unlike you, Lord. So when I pray, heaven may come down and glory may fill our whole heart. Continue to be with this prayer line. Continue to guide all those who come on this prayer line. Those who listen in the background. Lord, the reason why we come is because we need you and we need a double portion of your Holy Spirit. But Lord, help us to get rid of sin, because if we don't get rid of sin, we're not going to get it. Help us not to focus on tomorrow and what is going to happen, but to focus on you and you alone and ask you to take our life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Father, as we go, remember us, dear Jesus. Remember our children, our grandchildren, our brothers and our sisters and our friends, our neighbors, our co-workers, and all those who have life and this life, in this life. God, I put them before you this evening. Nothing in my hands I bring, but because I know you will answer my prayer, you will hear my prayer, I come to you because I know you are a God who never, never fail, and you never change. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And you love each and every one of us with an everlasting love. You wish above all things that all of us should prosper and be in good health. And you wish that all of us should come to repentance, because you want us to be saved in your kingdom. Lord, take over this evening. Be with the speaker, dear God. And as he break the bread of life, let him not be seen, but let you be seen through him and flowing through him. Lord, continue to have your way. Continue to let your will be done. Continue to rebuke, to remove, and to destroy every sin and every unrighteousness from your people. Thank you for hearing. Thank you for what you have been doing, what you continue to do. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, I pray, and I give you thanks with thanksgiving. In the blessed name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Prayer request.
Oh, my prayer request is to pray for me and my family, and pray for everybody all over the world. All of us need prayer.
Amen.
Because this time so many people are downhearted, they are distressed, and like they don't know where to turn because of what is going on. But in the name of Jesus Christ, if we surrender our life and depend on God, God will work out everything for us.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Barnaby, for prayer and, you know, your testimony. God is good. He is able to do all things. Yes, my dear beloved, open this line. We are in a season of prayer for what is going on for our church, right? Identical church leadership
and also our youth all over the world. And we just ask we take a little more time in doing some prayer, you know, for our neighbors, our brothers and sisters. 843-206, your line is open. Before we go into our main prayer, we ask you guys to focus on a prayer tonight for our neighbors, our children, our pastors and leadership. 843-206, your line is open.
Amen. Thank you so much for opening my line, Sister Powell. Praise the Lord. To God be the glory. Amen. So, my name is Sister Tanisha from Florida, and I had a Bible verse I wanted to read in the book of Psalms. But if you're asking for a word of prayer, I will give a small word of prayer. Amen. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Heavenly Father, we come in your holy presence. Lord, we thank you for this precious day of life. We bless your holy name. We magnify your great and holy name. And we thank you, Father God, for all that you have been doing for all of your children tonight. We're so grateful to be on this prayer line, which the health message is the right arm of the gospel. We are so thankful, Lord, that you provide our every need according to your riches and your glory through Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you love us all with an everlasting love. We thank you that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you that we are the apple of your eye. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the clothes on our back. We thank you for the shoes on our feet. And we thank you for the food on our tables that you provide for each and every one of us on this prayer line. We are so grateful to be here, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for your protection, watching over our families each and every day and night. Lord, I'm lifting up everyone on this event prayer line tonight. Sister Powell and her precious family in Jamaica, dear Lord, we pray for her children, her grandchildren, her great-grandchildren. Lord, you know them all by name. We're asking for special blessings to be with her, to cover her under the blood of Jesus, that no weapon formed against her will prosper. Lord, we pray for Sister Barnaby and her precious family in Jamaica. Lord, continue to be with her and strengthen her. Guide and keep and protect her, Lord. Be a rock, a fortress, a strong tower. We will be sure to give you all praise and honor and glory. Lord, we're praying for everyone tonight, praying for Sister Stephanie and her precious Jews, KJ and Kasha. Continue to bless them, Father God. We ask that you keep them covered under your holy blood, Lord. Be with them and strengthen them at all times, Lord, because we need you in these last days. The enemy is attacking our families, but we know that you will protect us, Lord, because it is written in your word that the enemy has come to kill, steal, and destroy, but God has come to give us life and give it more abundantly. So we stand on your promises tonight, Lord, and we're praying for the whole nation. We're praying for all the youth around the world. We're praying for faithful families. Lord, we're praying for the sick, the homeless, the poor, and the lame. We're praying for doctors, lawyers, teachers, nurses all around the world. We're praying for those who are being persecuted for your namesake, Lord. We love you tonight, Lord, and we ask that you continue to be with us and strengthen us and help us all to get through each and every day. Lord, we ask that you be with Brother Eli and his mom. You know everything about him. Bless his friends and family. Be with Sister Leola and her precious family, Nicole and Jarvis. Lord, I ask that you be with my family too. Keep us covered under your precious holy blood, Lord, as written in your word. No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper. And every tongue that shall rise up against us in judgment shall be condemned. This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord. So, Lord, we stand on your promises tonight, and we thank you for everybody here that has joined us on this prayer line. Father God, please be with each and every one of us. I plead the blood of Jesus over each and every name that I call and over the family and friends that are on this line and that are on the Internet as well. So bless us tonight, Lord. We thank you for everything you have given us. We leave now in your precious guarantees, Lord. Thank you for hearing and answering this prayer. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with praise and thanksgiving. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sister Tamika, for praying for each and every one of us. My dear beloved, if there is no other time, we need prayer. This El Thursday night, we need it now.
and ark opening the line, my dear beloved, let us focus on prayer, our church, and the activity that is going to go on in Louisiana. I'm asking my dear beloved to offer a short word of prayer, lift up the individual who will be going on the street, to give out literature, the protection of God towards us, our leadership in our church all over the world, so that the Holy Spirit will touch our. So I'm going to open this line now. Please write 5857505.
Amen. Hello, Sister Power. Hello, my brothers and sisters on the prayer line. My name's Brother Eli. I like to thank God for his love and his mercy. I like to praise him because he is good. He's worthy to be praised, Sister Power. Sister Power, I have a prayer request. After I'm finished praying too, my prayer request is to lift up my mother in prayer. Don't forget to lift up my mom in prayer. Sister Steph, Sister Power, I'm asking you to pray for Brother Javel, that the Lord will make him open that Bible to read that scripture. It says in Chronicles 3:12, verse 16, God is love. We should love one another, Sister Power, just like God loves us. We should love our neighbors. We should love our loved ones. We should love our loved ones, our friends, our mother, our family. We should love one another. Sister Power, I feel like to do a special prayer for Sister Stephanie at this moment. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. God, Heavenly Father, Lord. God, we magnify your name, God, this moment, Lord. God, you're excellent, God. How excellent is your name, God. God, we ask God to watch over us, Lord. God, we ask God to give us the power, Lord. God, we ask God, why is Sister Power hosting the prayer line, Lord? We ask God to come bless us the power, God, in a special way, Lord. We ask you, God, to give us the power, the strength, Lord. Give us the power, deliverance, Lord. God, Sister Power is going to Louisiana, Lord. We ask God to come bless us the power, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Power, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for Sister Power, Lord. We ask God to watch over Sister Power, Lord. God, at this moment, God, I want to live a Sister Power's beloved daughter, God, on the Advent Light Ministry, Lord. Sister Stephanie, Lord, we ask you, God, to give her wisdom, Lord. We ask God to give Sister Stephanie knowledge, Lord. Give her understanding, Lord, because God, you are so good for her, Lord. God, you are marvelous, God, for her, Lord. God, we ask God to break every chain for Sister Stephanie, Lord. We ask God, allow Sister Stephanie, God, to do a special prayer for me, Lord. I'm asking you, God, allow Sister Stephanie, God, to do a powerful prayer, God, for Brother Javel tonight, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we ask God, allow Sister Stephanie to pray for Brother Javel, Lord, because God, he needs a lot of prayer, God. Just like Sister Stephanie say, Lord, he needs a lot of prayer, Lord. We ask God to strengthen him, Lord. We ask God to take off that stony heart of his, Lord. We ask God to give him a heart of flesh, Lord. We ask God, allow him to be obedient, God. God, we want to live for Sister Stephanie, God, who's going to bring a special word, Lord, on the prayer line, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for Sister Stephanie, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord. We ask God to strengthen Sister Paris, Sister Stephanie, Lord. Bless her, God, in the mock way, Lord. We ask God to break every chain for Sister Stephanie, Lord. Allow her to say hallelujah, Lord, because you are good, God. You are marvelous, God. God, come bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. Watch over Sister Tamiko, Lord, and her family members, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Dorothy, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Florence, Lord. God, we want to lift up Sister Keisha, Lord. Bless them, Lord. Watch over them, God. Cover them, God, with your blood, Lord. Cover them, God. Watch over them, Lord. Watch over Sister Miola, Lord. Stuff and Sister Miola, Father. Bless her, Lord. Bless Sister Stephanie. Bless Sister Tamiko, Lord. Bless all of us, God. God,
amen.
We ask you, God. Bless
amen.
Sister Stephanie, God, to do a powerful
amen.
Prayer for me, Lord. Bless Sister Stephanie,
amen.
Father. Watch over her, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord. Strengthen her, Lord.
Amen.
God, we ask you, God, to get Sister Stephanie the strength. God, give her deliverance, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of
amen.
Jesus, Lord. Strengthen
amen.
Her, Lord.
Amen.
Watch over her, Lord. God, in the mighty name of Jesus,
amen.
We pray with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Brother Eli, for your prayers. Heavenly, can you
Amen.
Please bow your heads as we continue in prayer? Heavenly Father, we linger just a tad bit longer. We thank you so much, Lord, for hearing and for answering according to your will. We thank you, Lord, for the fact that you have given us the privilege to pray. And so we're praying for our leaders. We're praying, Lord, for this venture, this evangelistic venture from the Advent Light Ministry prayer line in Louisiana, Lord, that is happening in a couple more days. We pray that you will send the people. We pray that you will allow the Holy Spirit to go before us to toil the soil, Lord, so that the people will be ready to hear a word from you. Be with Sister
yes,
Viola,
Lord.
Lord. Be with Sister Carla. Be with Sister Powell, Heavenly Father. Be with Brother O'Neill. We ask that you will encamp around them. Send your host of angels to bind up anything that the enemy is lurking and setting the traps, Lord, so that these souls will not be able to hear a word from you. Give them the strength. We ask you, Lord, to allow the weather to be good. Hold back the wind of strife so that no hurricane will come, Lord. Nothing that the enemy is working on will prosper. Thank you, God, for the strength that you have given me and each and every person that is on the line. We bless your holy name. Forgive us of anything that we have done that is not in line with you. But we thank you, God, for what you're going to do, souls that you are going to bring. Allow everything to be done in decency and in order. Lord, allow the funds, Lord, to be disseminated, Lord. Open up your storehouse, Lord, so that we will be able to get everything you want us to get for those people. Be with the homeless, be with the poor, be with the people that the society deems the least among us. Because you said, whatever we do for the least and the poor among us, we would have done it to you. So give us your spirit to be able to donate in any way that we can, whether it's our treasure, whether it's our talent, whether it is our time. We pray for each and every person that is involved in the situation, Brother Rick on the ground. Lord, continue to bless him and his family. Lord, continue to strengthen him. Be with his wife and his daughter, Heavenly Father. Be with the homeless. Be with the leaders. You said that you have allowed the shepherd. You've given them the opportunity to lead the sheep. And if we're not leading the sheep, we're going to be cut off. So we pray, Lord, that as you blot our sins out, please do not blot our names. Forgive us of our shortcomings. We ask all of these things in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Is there anyone else who would like to continue the prayer? I'm going to open this line, 518-482. We're asking you, Lord, we're asking you to allow the Holy Spirit to lead you and to just go into a season of prayer for all the things that we're seeing in this world. June is considered to be the alphabet month, the pride month, but we know that the word of God is saying that pride cometh before what? Fall, and pride is not of God. Amen. And so we're going to open your line so that you can cheer in a brief season of prayer. Amen. 518-482. Your line is now open.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this evening to give you praise and thanks, Lord, for just being alive. At this eventful time that we are living in, Father, we thank you for your mercies over us, for your blessings. Father, we know that the devil does not want any of us to be alive at this time. We know how much he is behind your people, Lord. And we know you are extending your hands of mercy. so that many souls may come to know you, Lord. There are so many who are dying without a hope, Lord. This evening, as we come before you, we pray that you will take away everything that is unlike you, and that we may be able to continue to live in this world of sin, that others may see Jesus, Lord, in us as we strive to be what you want us all to be. We want to be faithful to you, Father, this evening, and I pray that you will be with each one that is on this line. You know them all by name. And Father, I pray that you will give them a double portion of your spirit, that we may be able to live the life that counts for you. You know our plans, Father, and we pray this evening that you will help, that our plans may come to fruition, that we may be able to win many souls for your kingdom. Because the time is now, the time is late. It's later than we think, Lord. When we look around and we see the conditions in the churches, Lord, we feel so sorry, we feel sad to know that we are right down in the toes of the image and we are still so far away from your kingdom. Father, this evening we pray that you will continue to be with those who are leaders,
yes, Lord.
The leaders of the church, that you will give them a double portion of your spirit, that they may discern the time that which we are living in, and that they may come to know you, Lord, that they may be able to lead your flock, lead your people, because if they do not do that, Lord, we say their blood shall be required by your hands.
Mm-hmm.
We know what time we are living in, the times we are living in now, Lord. And we pray that you will bless each one. Every effort that is being put forth for the furtherance of your gospel, for the furtherance of your truth, that many souls might be born to call you blessed. Be with Sister Stephanie, Lord, as she speaks to us this evening, or whoever is going to speak, Lord, we pray that you will bless them bountifully. Put words in their mouths, words that will encourage us along this good old Christian pathway, Father. Bless Sister Powell as she strives, Lord, as we all strive to enter into your kingdom. We know the devil is behind all of us, Lord. And this evening, I place each one, the silent listeners on this line, who comes time after time to hear your word. Father, may you continue to bless us bountifully. And as we try to get souls into your kingdom, we know we cannot do it by ourselves. But we know, Lord, when your Holy Spirit is among us, we will see a mighty revival in not only on this line, but in all the various gatherings that are called, that are calling upon your name. So, Lord, take full control of everything that we do at this time, and will your Holy Spirit attend our week. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen.
Thank you, Sister Cancinelli, for praying. Continue. Kind and loving, righteous Father, Heavenly Father, burdens are on my heart, but you said burdens are lifted at Calvary. Lord, we want to thank you for this sweet fellowship, this Health Thursday. Go on a different format. But dear Lord, you are so good. You are so great. You see every one of us on this line, and you know our heart. We are pleading to you, Lord, forgive us of all our many sins and our shortcoming, and help us, Lord Jesus, that we will be obedient to do your will. Lord, tonight we cry out to you to have mercy, as you said, Isaiah, cry aloud and spare not.
Father, we present our church, Lord Jesus, the conference, dear Father, Advent Church, the Seventh-day Adventist, the conference is all over the world. Our church is in our community, Lord. We present and every brothers and sisters and children and everyone in your care. Lord, we do not know what the devil is doing, but if we look and we saw that the devil is plaguing, Lord Jesus, our people, now, Lord, we call you back because we on this line calling you and asking you to allow us to get back, bring back our church, Lord. Our people, bring them back, dear Lord. Father God, you are God and you are able to do all things tonight. So we lift up our churches all over the world. We lift up our brothers and sisters all over the world. We lift up our leadership, Lord, from general conferences to all the conferences over the world, dear God, and touch their hearts and to allow them, dear God, to look upon the life of Moses, leader, Lord Jesus, how we had lead your children from slavery, Lord, and it seems we are going backward, Lord. Continue to pour your blessings upon us, Lord. I lift up Jamaica to you, Father, and see how they are destroying the little children in school, going in school, going in class, took out children out of class, Lord. Woman is doing that, dear Lord. And also not just take them out of the class, but also killing them, stabbing them all over, leave them on the street. Lord, we know you said to us when we see these things, we must look up our redemption joy. Nigh, and the Holy Spirit is gradually moving from the hurt of the wickedness of your people. Lord, we present your people to you tonight. Lord, help us, Lord. And also, Lord, we present the evangelism, Lord, outreach program on the street, Lord, in Louisiana. Father, we ask you to go before, cut and clear the difficulties, that when we go there to present, they will see not us, but they will see Christ. Bless Sister Leola, Brother Rick, and Brother Rabe, Sister Bray.
Heavenly Father, we just continue as it seemed like Sister Powell got disconnected. Lord, we pray, Heavenly Father, that you will just continue, Lord, to manifest yourself in the situation. We lift up to you, Brother Rick, Brother Ray, Sister Brenda, Lord, all the individuals that are going to participate. Strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Put an edge of protection around them so no weapon that is being formed will come nigh them. Thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering. We pray. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. All right, we're going to open this line, 225-337-4737. Can you hear me? Your line is now open.
Put you open my, can I pray? That's what you're opening my line for? I can pray? Hello? Hello? Hello?
Can you hear me, Sister Leola?
Yes.
I can hear you.
Can
you hear me? Yes.
Yes.
Sister Powell looked like her line dropped. The enemy knows that the prayers are going up, and he's going to fail. So you can continue the prayer.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. All our sins and grief to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to our Father in prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom to come. Heavenly Father, as I heard our mother pray, Father, for those children that's in Jamaica, how can a woman, Father, a woman that bear children, go and take babies and hurt them? Heavenly Father, I ask that you, Lord, plead with the people and touch the heart of these people to allow them to see that we are living in the last days and that these things can happen right now. Oh, Father, we pray for our youth. We pray for our babies. suffer the little children to come to him, because he said, they are his. These children, Christ said, are so humble. These little children, they know the Savior. They love the Savior. And they listen to him because they don't have in their heart to do harm, to hurt, to lie, to steal, and do all these things. But the little children desire to sit on his lap and to look in his face and to talk to him. So, Father, we pray, Father, to lift these babies up to you today. Those are your little precious jewels. And that, Lord, that's gonna talk to and share your message, Father, because we read in the scriptures that the children will lead in the last days. So, Heavenly Father, we ask that you send your Holy Spirit. Lord, if it be your will that any of us have to die for any reason, we're going to say like Esther. Esther said, if she died, she died. But then it's a gain, because Christ said, once they kill the body, that's all they can do, because that spirit goes back to God. And that character, oh, praise God. God knows it. And he said that that person chosen already. So, Heavenly Father, as you have chosen us, Lord, each one of us, Lord, whomever you choose, whomever the Father given to you, Father, we ask him that you send out the Holy Spirit to save and to search out those that are given to you, Lord. They may be out there in the wind or in the world, Father, because they're not hearing the truth. But Heavenly Father, you know each one of them by name. So, Father, please have mercy. Bless them and keep them throughout these days. And, Father, as we have heard all prayers tonight, Father, I am in agreement with these prayers, Father, as they go up before you. We ask him that you to please keep them. Keep them, Father. And we ask that you would even touch the hearts of others that is praying here, Father, for their salvation. Lord, as Advent Light Ministry is here in Baton Rouge, Lord, Father, I pray that you go before us and, Lord, and lead us and guide us. Lord, let your words be in our mouth and the meditation of your word be in our heart, Father, that we don't sin against you, that when we are standing before these people, because you have said the devil, Satan, is the accuser of the brethren. So, Lord, let us not stand breaking your commandments or doing anything that's going to be against your word. So, Father, please have mercy upon us. Help us, lead us and guide us. And, Lord, bless each and every one of us, the word that we hear tonight. And, Lord, we pray for all our church members, brothers and sisters, kindred, everyone. Lord, we just lift them up to you. And as we thank you, we're asking you to bless this prayer line. And we thank you in the name of our Savior, Jesus Christ, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, 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 amen. Thank you, Sister Leola, for praying. And you know what? The enemy is right, but God is good. He is able. So let us give him the praise. So we are going to open the line for the speaker. The next voice you will hear, my dear beloved, is the speaker. I just want to thank you guys for holding on. A while ago, all of a sudden, everything gets black out, but God is good. So I know the enemy doesn't like to hear prayer, and we are praying on behalf of our family members, the group out here. We are praying for the Louisiana. We are praying for children, you know, in our community all over the world, our church leadership, and let us pray. Continue praying. So thank you all for your prayer. And I know God said, a humble and a contrite prayer, I will hear them. So thank you all.
All right, the next word is asking you to get your Bible, your pen, and your paper, and the next voice you will hear is the voice from your speaker, 240-988. Your line is open.
Thank you, Sister Powell. I was trying to find the song, just a little chorus. You may be able to sing it. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline your ears to thine own hand. Can someone just go into that, this little?
Just ask Sister Barnaby to, but Sister Barnaby, open Sister Barnaby line that she can sing that song for us.
Okay. Sister Barnaby, are you available to sing that song for us?
Hear our prayer, O Lord. Hear our prayer, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us.
And
bless us with your love.
Amen.
Thank you, Father. We know that you said where two or three are gathered, doing the things concerning you, you are in the midst. So we ask you, Lord, to continue to tabernacle with us today. Lord, whatever you have to do to save us, we're asking, we're begging, we're pleading to do it. However, Lord, we're begging and pleading that with your loving kindness, Lord, and your hand, you will put us back together so that we look and sound more like you. Thank you, Lord, for each and every person that is on this line. We're asking, Lord, for a transformation of heart. We're asking you, Lord, for blood transfusion so that we will walk boldly knowing that we are connected with you, the royal priesthood. Agitate our hearts. Remove from us anything of us that is not in line with you. Remove it. But we pray that you will touch us from the crown of your head, of our heads, to the sole of our feet, so that we will leave here today, not just hearer of the word, but doer. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen.
So we thank you so much, Sister Barnaby. That, you know, I'm not a singer, but that just came up in my spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. And so we just want to make sure that we're able to ask God, as wretched as we are, as wicked as we are, to forgive us so that those prayers can be heard. Thank you, God. Thank you. Beloved, I have to say to you, I mean, thank you for your prayers. God has been good. I went to the doctor yesterday, and he was excited, amazed, you know, did some therapy with the knees. We started some official therapy. You know, we were doing some indirect therapy, but he wanted to make sure, did some exercise, wasn't feeling any pain. I needed to go to them because I was worn out. They wore me out. It took me a day, pretty much like a day, not even a full day, to get the classroom together, cut it down, and get it ready. I just thank God for the experience that he has given me. I thank God for the Father that he has given me, where he has shown me how to be more efficient. And you normally, when I first started teaching, I would be there. I would actually have to go back 2 days. School was out. I would go back like tomorrow or the next 2 days next week to get my classroom together. But I have gotten it down to a science. Bless God. He has given us wisdom. In my experience and with my experience and through Christ Jesus, he has given me a method to clean up that classroom in no time. And I thank God, you know, for that as well. God is so good. He's so great. He has been healing. He has been just awesome. What the enemy has made for good, for bad, that is, God has turned it around for good. In his eyes, the enemy thinks it's good, right? But we know it's bad. But in the eyes of God, he will turn it around. And so God has been blessing. Prayers have been answered. And we thank each and every one of you for praying. And we ask you that as you heard these names and heard those requests, we have burdens on our heart. But as Sister Paul was sung, burdens are lifted where? At Calvary. So come, let me tell you about a man that can relieve the stresses, can relieve the agony that we're going through, can relieve the suffering, can relieve the pain, and give us comfort and give us peace that passes all understanding. So we're going to be reading from the Ministry of Healing as well. And I know Sister Paul spoke about the eight doctors that make house call, right? I was using it, and that's one of the things that my therapist says, new start, right? Exercise. I know you probably went over it again. I want to reiterate it. Nutrition, exercise, water, sunlight, temperance, ear rest, and trusting God. And it's because of those things that I'm doing why I'm able to be getting some benefit, and the fact that I'm praying and walking in obedience to God. So I haven't driven since I haven't driven since March 14th, Sister Powell, 15th. March 15th was the last time that I drove because the enemy tried to knock me down. But you know what? Sister Barnaby is from Jamaica. I know they're familiar with this, right? We lick a butt with Talawan, so you knock us down. We bounce right back. We're a hard man to die because we're coming and walking in the boldness of our Heavenly Father, right? So we need to know that we are going to be knocked down. The enemy is going to try it, but God is going to prevail if we trust him, if we believe in him. So I've been using the natural remedy. I've been using the hydrotherapy. So I every day, like twice a day, I'm putting the ice pack on my foot, on my knee, on the front and on the back. And it has been doing wonders. And the doctors are saying, oh, that's what some of the reasons why why you're healing. I know that many of you are living in the country. Bless you. We're also praying to get there one day. We know time is wrapping up, but we know that God doesn't allow anything to happen before time. And once he has seen our heart, we know that it is his will for us to get in the country. So I know that he's going to work on behalf to get that to go through. And so as we are living in some rural place, not necessarily in the country, but not in the city, outside in the rural areas. Some of us might still be in the city. Don't get dismayed. Start putting some things in place. I told you all, this is the Health Thursday, all right? Advent Light Ministry Health Thursday. Get some buckets, and you can go and get some soil, organic soil. Start planting some things in your house, in your little space. And let's practice now. That's walking in faith, right? We're walking that God is going to prepare a way so we can transplant those things that we're going to be planting. So I shared with you about how my lemon seed starts to sprout in my house. I didn't plant it. I usually put it in lemon water because Sister Tamika know, and Sister Powell and Sister Carla, they know. Lemon is really good for you. So when you squeeze the lemon water, it helps to detox you. It helps to alkaline your body. Our body needs to be in an alkaline state. Disease cannot function in that, right? So though it is an acid, before we put it in the water, when we drink it, it helps our body to be alkaline. Also good for, we say detox is good. There are reports for cancer. There's reports, we know acne. Lower our blood pressure. We can use it as a cleanser for our teeth. It is just so wonderful. We can help. It's good for high health as well. It is good for sore throat, inflammation, all of those things, just a lemon. So if you can able to get it just happened, bless God. It was in a water bottle, a little bit of water was left in there, and it started to sprout. And so I put it in some soil, and it is growing. So you can go ahead and do that. I've actually sprouted some apple seed. My son went to Aldi's and got some organic pink lady apples, and they were so good. And I decided, as I was with the class, to put it in. I made like a homemade, greenhouse. I do have a regular greenhouse, but I didn't set it up yet, so I did one at school, and I put it in a plastic, a Ziploc bag. I put the seed in a paper towel and I wet the paper towel, put the paper towel with the seed, wrap it up, put it in the Ziploc bag, close the Ziploc bag and put it by where the sun was going to hit it. And very soon, you see it started to like look like it has like air bubbles in it, right? And so that is the heat from the sun started to give it the greenhouse effect. And so like I would check it if the water started to get dry out on the paper towel, I just sprinkle a little bit of water. You don't want to engulf it. You don't want it because it will rot. Beloved, I'm telling you, it is growing. Leaves are coming out of the pod. And I showed it to my kids, and they were amazed. And so today, one of the teachers, she's leaving her school. Bless her heart, Sister Sally Anthony. I thank God for her. I want you to lift her up in prayer. She often prays for me. She's my one that I can go to. So I really don't have anybody that I can really go to going back in the building. But I know God is good. He's great. I know I'm going to have him. Amen. And he's going to dispatch a host of divine angels to come and tarry and be with me. So I say all of this to say, you're able to do that. You can start planning. That is showing that we're stepping out on faith. Amen. We are stepping out on faith that the country property is going to be provided for us. And when we start growing, if you have a bucket, you know, kind of like, you know, you can go to the dollar store and get, you know, Dollar Tree and get a bucket. But I think if you use the one from Home Depot or Lowe's, it's much sturdier. You could get a couple of that. You could get the soil. The soil that I use is called Burpees Organic Soil. So you could go to Ace or stuff. I think even Walmart has it. And you could buy some. And let's start planting. Summer is coming up. So I have my mint is growing. I have my lemon is growing. I have onions that are growing. I have spring onion. We call it scallion. Or you call it a scallion. That's growing in my house. I put it by where the window is, and it's just sucking up all of the light. I brought home today some mint. One of my students on Tuesday bought some fresh mint for me. See how kids are very intuitive? She said, "Miss Paula, I have all of this in my backyard, and I bought you some. It's really good, and I know you like it." And I was excited, so I put it in some water, and I brought it home today. So I just thank God. He's using us to touch the little children. He's using us to touch our community. We heard Sister Paul ask us to pray for our neighbors. I can't remember if we did. Heavenly Father, we just linger a little bit longer. We pray for our neighbors. And our neighbors, as the man asked us, ask you in the Bible, ask your son in the Bible, you know, who are our neighbors, right? So our neighbors could be anybody, somebody that is in need that you see and you stop to help. He gave the story with the Samaritan that stopped and helped this man and paid for him to get well, not knowing him, while his people who know him would not stop. So I'm going, thank you, Holy Spirit, for leading me. I'm going into need of divine power. You might have heard this before, but it says repetition deepens the mind, deepens the heart. It embedded things in our mind so it can be brought back to us. Need of divine power. So my question to you is, are you in need of divine power? I know I was. I know I am. I have been through the storms. I've been through the battles. I've been on the fire furnace, and my tagline for today was the plane has landed. God has covered us. He has brought us through the fire, through the lion's den, through the storm, right? And I thank God for that. So I'm in the ministry of healing. I'm in the physician and an educator. And I'm saying, you know, I might have read this. I know I read this before, but the Spirit is leading me back here. And I'm going to be obedient. Need for divine power. I don't know about you, beloved, but I am in need from God. I am in need of divine power, His divine power in my life. Right? I'm going to start on... Let's see.
We're going to start on page 130. 130. Need of divine prayer. Need of divine prayer. I'm sorry, power. Apart from divine power, no genuine reform can be effective. Human barriers against natural and cultivated tendencies are but as the sandbank against the torrent. Not until the life of Christ becomes a vitalizing power in our lives can we resist the temptation that assail us from within and from without. I'm going to read that again. Not until the life of Christ becomes a vitalizing power in our lives can we resist the temptation as from within and from without. Christ came to this world and lived the law of God. The Under the Light Ministry Prayer Line evangelistic series will take place starting August 21st. And when I say August 21st, all of the individuals will be mobilized and they will be touching down on the ones that are coming out from out of town, Brother O'Neill, Sister Carla, Sister Powell. They will be touching down on Louisiana soil on the 21st. So we're going to ask you, beloved, that you will continue to pray and fast for that mission, that souls will be drawn to Christ. Because we know James 5:16 says, and when we confess our faults one to another, the what? Effectual fervent prayer of the what? The righteous avail it much. So we ask as you go into your secret closet, your private closet, to pray on behalf of these individuals. Sister Leola is already on ground with her team. We ask that you would pray for them. So God will strengthen them. God will give them the vineyard so that they will be reapers. Amen? And so we need to see God's power being vitalized within our lives. And that can only be done when we become obedient. The laws, they're going to put the laws on a memory verse on their T-shirt. And it's Ecclesiastes 12:10 or 10:12. And so I know somebody's going to find that for me, talking about this is the whole matter, right? Fear God, right? And keep his commandments. That is the gist of it, right? And so that's going to be on their T-shirt. And so that is a good message. Because many people are fearing man. Many people are fearing AI, artificial intelligence. Many people are fearing their pastor. Many people are fearing their employer. Right? But who is it we're to fear? Fear God and keep his whole commandment. Amen?
Amen.
So it says, Christ came to this world and lived the law of God that man might have perfect mastery over the natural inclination which corrupt the soul. The physician of soul and body, he gives victory over warring lust. He has provided every facility that man may possess. Completeness of character. Surrenders, when one surrenders to Christ, the mind is brought what? Under the control of the law. All of the law. The 10 of them. Not the ones that were strip down and one make two and remove the other one. No, all 10 of them. All 10 of them. The one that is including the Sabbath day to keep it holy. Amen?
Amen.
He has provided every facility that man may possess completeness of character. When one surrenders to Christ, the mind is brought under the control of the law, but it is the royal law
which proclaims liberty to every captive. By becoming one with Christ, man is made free. Subjection to the will of Christ means restoration to perfect manhood. Obedience to God is liberty from the thraldom of sin. Freedom. Do you want to be free from sin? How can you be free from sin? By being obedient. To who? To God. Deliverance from human passion and impulse can be obtained by what? The O word, obedience to God. Man may stand conqueror of himself, conqueror of his own inclination, conqueror of principalities and powers, and of rulers of the darkness of the world, and of spiritual wickedness in high places. Ephesians 6, verse 12. Sister Paul, are you hearing that noise?
Yes, amen.
Huh? Are you hearing a noise from my phone? No.
No, I don't hear anything.
Okay. All right, we're good. All right. So the last portion that I'm going to read, because I do want to give individuals the opportunity. I'm not sure if Brother O'Neill is on, but I do want to give individuals the opportunity to share, your takeaways, your comments. What did you glean from this message? All right, so I'm going to read this little portion, and then we will turn it over to you. Power of example. Power of example. Did Christ come and set an example for us?
Mm-hmm.
Should any of us be confused as to how we need to behave, how we need to live? Mm-hmm. No. Son Jesus Christ to demonstrate that for us. Whenever he walked past anybody, they were blind. He knew exactly what to say. He has obtained the power to say, put some dirt, clay and spit on your eyes. He was able to command the maiden woman to tell Naaman, to go and dip in the water 7 times. He was able to tell the man, pick up your bed and walk.
Mm-hmm.
Has God given you the power to say to somebody who's coming to you depressed, who's coming to you not discouraged, who is coming to you telling you that they have pressure in the eye, they have high blood pressure, they have diabetes? Are you equipped with the divine power to give them some natural remedies, to point them to our Heavenly Father, to point them to the Son, Jesus Christ? So our diseases and our ailments now can be linked to what? To our disobedience and to sin. Amen? So I'm going to read this. It says, power of example. The physician who ministers in the homes of the people, watching at the bedside of the sick, relieving their distress, bringing them back from the borders of the grave, speaking what? Hope. Do you have hope on your lips? Do you have blessing on your lips, or you have curse? Speaking hope to the dying wins a place in their confidence and affection, such as is granted to few others. Not even to the minister of the gospel are committed possibilities so great or an influence so far searching. The physician example, no less. You can't hear me?
Yes, I hear the little creaking up on the background.
Okay, I'm sorry. Let me make sure that it's quiet down. The physician's example, no less than his teaching, should be a positive power on the right side. So that's the favor, right? The cause of the reform calls for men and women whose life practice is an illustration of self-control. How many of us have illustration of self-control? I know for me, I was guilty the other day. I was up late doing them grades, and I was bucking. I was falling asleep because I was not being temperate, right? So we have to make sure that's not self-control. I should have gone to bed, and I was fighting it because I wanted to put these grades in. Our practice of the principles we inculcate that gives them weight. The world needs a practical demonstration of what the grace of God can do in restoring to human beings their lost kingship, giving them mastery of themselves. This is what Sister Powell and Sister Leola and Sister Carl and Brother O'Neill is going to be doing. They're going to be bringing hope. They're going to be sharing God's grace to men, to women, to help them to restore their beings and let them see that they're royalty. They're connected to God, our Heavenly Father, giving them mastery of themselves. There is nothing that the world needs so much as a what? Knowledge of the gospel's giving power revealed in Christ-like lives. I'm going to read that again. There is nothing that the world needs so much as a knowledge of the gospel's saving power revealed in Christ-like lives. Sister Powell, I'm going to end here so that you can open the line for any comments, any feedback, any commentary, any scripture that is linked to this part that we read. I know we have read it before, but the Holy Spirit wanted us to linger here to let us know that we are in need of divine power. What does that look like? How can we obtain that? Right? The fact that we have the power, we have the example of Jesus Christ to be able to heal. But that can only happen through obedience to God and his law. Amen?
Amen. You know what? It is that we read that you have to finish that. You can just offer a word of prayer and then
you want
I
us
will.
To pray? Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Thank you so much. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this word. We need to hear this word, the divine power. We need you more than ever, Heavenly Father, when we hear that a woman, Lord, can have the stony heart to take an 8-year-old girl. God, we see that your Holy Spirit is fast removing itself here. So we pray, God, for your favor. We are begging, God, for a little bit more time so that we can bring your gospel to this dying world. We pray, God, that you will agitate our hearts. Give us a double portion of your Holy Spirit, Lord, to let us know that you have given us power to heal. You have given us power to speak peace and encouragement and to uplift. Thank you, Lord, for this word. As we leave here, Lord, we ask you not to leave us, Lord, but we pray that you will encamp around each and every one of our households. Let your angels stand guard so the enemy will not have any foot and any charge over us. We bless your name, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for that presentation. And you know what, my dear beloved, we know we have to follow God's example as we heard. And God is willing and is able to give us the power. So, my dear, I'm going to ask, you know, open some line to line number here. If you could, you know, tell we something, we long to hear from you. And we are going to start open the line. Okay. 5-1. Just hold on. Okay, 631-552, your line is open.
Pleasant good night each and everyone. Thank you, Sister Paul, for opening my line. Thank you, Sister Stephanie, for sharing and your testimony as well. It's really important when we share our testimony because it helps to strengthen each other and it helps the cause of bring honor and glory to what God can do. I want to thank God for the amazing love and his work in my life more and more. He's showing me how much he loves me and how much he wants me to fully submit everything to him so that he can do great things in my life. A testimony I want to share. I was on a job Friday, and while I was on the job, we went and we finished the job about 1 o'clock. So I was putting some stuff in my car to leave, and I left my phone on the bump of the car. Totally forgot that I had it there, and I drove off. But the Spirit of God told me that you left something. And when I look behind me, I see somebody already have the phone because it fell off the bumper on the floor. He took up the phone and he sped off with the phone. So I said, what I'm going to do now, because I'm on a one-way street, I can't reverse on a one-way street. So I parked into a driveway and I started running. So I ran from one stoplight. He was able to pass through that stoplight that was on green, but one was on red. And I don't know, it's like it was the Spirit of God that gave me strength to meet him at the next red light. And I just stopped right in front of the bike and said, can you please give me my phone? He says, your phone? I said, yes, it's my phone. I was just about to call you. He said, are you going to call me? And you have my phone. You know? And he had over the phone. And I want to tell you that God always look out for his people, you know? And it's more and more God is proving to us how we need to trust him and allow him to work in our lives. And as Sister Stephanie's just said a while ago, God wants to bestow all his blessing upon us, and he wants to do great things in our lives. But many times it's we are the person holding up what God wants to do for us. We are the one that procrastinating. We are not from allowing God to take full control, surrender our lives totally. When we surrender our lives to God, God can do great things in our lives. As the Isaiah pages, page 324 tell us, when the soul surrenders to God, a new power. And God wants to do that for us. So that was my testimony.
All right. Finish, Brother Anil?
Yes, that was my testimony.
Okay, thank you, my dear beloved, for your testimony. We're glad to hear your voice, and we are looking forward to meet soon, right? God is good. God is great. Thank you for coming, joining, and you see the praise report? You got back your phone. You know, you woman may be worried, but God was protecting it for you, so God is good. He's able to do all things. All right? Open this land up to your voice. 4, 2, 3, your line is open, right?
Amen, amen. Can you hear me, Sister Pal?
Yes, my dear, I'm hearing you.
Yes. Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you for opening up my line. Yes, I'm driving. God is good. He's worthy to be praised. I just came back from California early Tuesday morning. I have a testimony regarding that, but I will share it tomorrow. But I'm just thankful to the Lord for his goodness, his mercy. As Sister Stephanie was talking about the upcoming evangelistic meeting, which is next week, June the 21st. Next week, Thursday. And it's just profound because, we have to be in prayer because we're going into a battle field. We're an army going into a dangerous ground, and we don't know what is lying ahead of us. And the devil, he's like a roaring lion seeking who he may devour. So we have to be in prayer. We have to consecrate our heart to the Lord and be prepared as we go out to Louisiana. And for for safe journey, mercy also for each and every one of us. So I just thank my brothers and sisters. Continue to keep us in prayer as we keep you in prayer. May the Lord watch between each and every one of us, that we will dedicate our life, our heart, our home to the Lord, so that we can finish this work. And the Lord is doing some mighty things in my life, and I'm just thankful and grateful, and I'll be sharing in the months to come how God is moving within my life. And I just love the Lord for the good things that he's doing, and he's answering my prayer in a way, in ways that I knew not of. So he is faithful, so let us continue to be faithful and trust him with all our hearts, our soul, and our mind. Thank you for opening up my line, Sister Powell. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Sister Carlo. And you know what? God is good, Sister Carlo. We have been praying for you, and you know what? God gave you traveling mercies too, and throwing your back, and we are so grateful to know that you come with a powerful, powerful report. And today, tonight, I don't know, you join a little late, but you know, even though it is Esther that the Lord impressed us, my dear Sister Carla, and Brother O'Neill who joined us, and Sister Stephanie for us all to go into a season of prayer. I was just here and the Lord said, no, you know, we have so many things praying for Sister, my dear Sister, the Louisiana trip, and we go down on our knees and we represent the situation. Also, there's Jamaica with the children. Oh, boy, they have been killing the little children, adopting the little children and slutting them, so doing all crazy thing, and we know it's all over the world. And prayer for our church conferences, the churches, the leadership of what is going on. So we were in a constant prayer this evening, and I'm telling you, my dear beloved, the Holy Spirit was in the midst and is in the midst. Hear all our prayer. So I just want to thank everyone tonight, and God gave us a little chance that they do not cut us off. We are a little over, and you know, the Holy Spirit said, no, we have something more to say. We also have some present news, some news, and we're expecting Brother O'Neill, you know, to give us a little of what is going on. News, sometimes we would need some news flash. So I just want to thank everyone, and we are still on. Brother O'Neill, I don't know if you have any news, present news, the report that you would like to share for the little minutes that we have. And we want to thank everyone tonight for joining. And do remember, tomorrow night is the Sabbath, and we are expecting everyone. Sister Carla will be the host, so we ask you to invite a friend and come prepare to give thanks to God. All right, Brother O'Neill, I don't know if you have anything you would like, any present report, news report, or anyone here have any news report, just news, what is going on? Because sometimes we are silent, we keep silent, and sometimes we need to hear what is happening. So I'm going to open the line. If Brother O'Neill have just a minute, or say any news report that you would like to share with us. 631-5.
Pleasant good evening again. A very interesting story that what I saw today, a video clip of the Prime Minister of Jamaica was making an announcement, and he was telling the people that the world is being digitalized, the paper system has to come out, and They are trying to put in a system that will help everybody, and you know, but we know what is about to happen, and he's trying to make things sound so good to the ears, but we know what this agenda is all about. The agenda 2030, where everything will be digitalized. And you know, one of the statements that he makes, now we don't need interaction. So you go, you can talk to an automated system, a machine, and all, and that is very good. So he's saying, suggesting that is one of the way that they want things to be. on a basis where you don't have to be interacting with anyone. You just do your own thing. But we know once this digital system comes in, it's gonna cause more problem than anything else, because they can shut down. We know without the digital system, they cannot have a one world order. They cannot have a cashless society. So that is the foremost goal that they're all pushing towards, to have the world economy under their control. So they dictate what to be done and what not to be done. So all this that we see happening is just something to tell us that we are just... stay focused, because the devil is behind this system that is being promoted.
Okay. All right, you have the background, yeah. Some background. All right.
Yeah, some background.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, Brother Anil. Yeah, we just thank you, right? Okay. Thank you for sharing, Brother Anil, what they are doing. They are planning. The devil is planning, but God is there. He's able to wipe out all their plans. And I just want to say, my dear beloved, there's a lot of things going on, but let us not be worried. Let us keep our knees to our prayer to the Lord, stay on our knees, and also stay in the Word. God is able to do all things. You know, without Him, it is impossible for us to serve for God. So, but we know with Him, all things will be possible. So thank you, my dear beloved, everyone for sharing tonight, everyone for your prayer tonight. And I'm just saying, let us hold fast. Jesus is coming soon, my dear beloved. And we are going to face a lot of things, but you know, He said all what is going on, all we have to do is to be faithful. Thank you again for sharing. And we will just close now with another word of prayer and wish you all a blessed night. Father in heaven, as the songwriter said, what a friend we have in Jesus, a friend that we can tell everything, a friend who protect us, Lord, while we were traveling on the way, long highway with our dear sister Carlo, coming from California, Lord, to Tennessee. My loving friend with Brother O'Neill, Lord, have his phone and his car and what took place, and you have allowed him to receive it back. A friend, dear Father God, who are taking Sister Leola in the busy road, Lord, with the plans and making arrangements. A friend that be beside Sister Stephanie in the classroom, although the enemy was trying, a friend that she was able to complete her job. A friend, dear Father, with me, this my step. I'm telling you, Lord, what you have done for me, Lord, are here when my sister could walk from a block to another, over two blocks, or to come to look with a gift. A friend, dear Father God, who have allowed me when I want to go to the doctor, that a friend could come, my community daughter, and take me like my is her own mom. Heavenly Father, what more could I tell? A friend with Sister Brenda and Brother John, where they can come and praise you and tell you everything. Lord, what more could I ask? Sister Barnaby, Lord, despite she lost her sister husband, she was able to strengthen and to bring thanks and praise and bring glory to you, although they are mourning, dear Lord. What more could we ask? A friend that is closer to us than a brother. So tonight we just want to thank you for this sweet fellowship that you have given unto us, and help us as we prepare, Lord Jesus. We can't do anything. We present the team, Lord, who will be traveling next week, Lord, to Louisiana, and we are asking you to cover us, Lord, under your blood. We are asking you to give us the word, dear Lord. We ask you to allow the light to shine within us, the Holy Spirit of the Holy Spirit, to abide in us, Lord, that we will be all on one accord, that when peer individual who we are witnessing to will not own, they see how Sister Leola and the team, Brother Ray, Brother Rick, Lord Jesus, I always praying, Lord, and asking, Lord, you for your protection towards us. So tonight, Lord, we just give you thanks and praise. Words cannot express. And now, as we are preparing to go to our bed, we ask you to cover us under your blood. Send your angels at our side. Wake us up tomorrow morning that we will give you the praise and look forward for your Sabbath. Bless us, we pray in Jesus' name with thanksgiving. Amen, amen. Thank you again, my dear beloved. We're just going to sing just a verse of Lead Us to Calvary.